This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Real talk sounds cliche, but can you actually be friends with an ex? 855-444-MEGA. Anyone out there have a healthy, platonic friendship with an ex? 855-444-6342. I want you to jump in on this conversation. Oh, I want to also take something off the table. I hope that co-parenting can exist and you can have a healthy platonic friendship with an ex if kids are involved. I want to know about people who are not doing it because the kids are in the middle of it. Like people who just have a really great relationship with the ex just didn't work out. Almost similar, because what we started talking about this is a lot of people had a lot to say about Ben Affleck showing up on the red carpet at this new movie, like Kiss Me a Spider, Kiss the Spider, whatever it is. And Ben Affleck's a producer of it, was one of the executive producers, and showed up with his ex wife for the second time, J-Lo, and everyone kept asking about it. And people were like, he was there to support her as a friend. Is that okay? 855-444-6342.
I'm a big fat no on this question. I don't think you can be friends with an ex. I don't know why people would even want to be friends with an ex. I've tried doing that, and it's just weird because conversations come up and it's just like a continuation of what you talked about when you were dating. Like, what are you talking about? Your family? Like, you're just keeping them updated and in the loop, and I think it becomes messy. I think it's a terrible idea.
I think what sources said through Jennifer Lopez, I think the exact reason they had commented, I actually don't usually agree with almost anything J-Lo says. I'm like, I can't relate to you at all. But I felt like something she said made sense. Those two as a couple, because they've been on and off again before, work better as friends. Like sometimes they're just like, oh, like we have tried this, but we are really supportive of one another. We are close to each other and we shouldn't be dating. And you come to that realization, like, we don't need to be in a relationship together. We just need to be in each other's lives. And we don't need, once we get too close, that's when we start having issues. But like,
that
as friends, we're great.
That could never be me.
I will die on the hill that you can only be friends with an ex if you were never in love and it was just kind of, you know, a wishy-washy relationship, or if one of them is still in love with the other.
No.
Yes.
You can totally. Why? Why does it always have to be?
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. You're broken up. You're out of each other's lives. You have to move on.
Friendships are healthy.
I don't even think you should talk to an ex.
No. Friendships are totally healthy.
Yeah. See, I only think with an ex, if both partners have moved on to somebody else, that's the
only
way.
Well, what's the point? What's the point to talk?
Because they like to hang out together. What is the point of any friendship? They enjoy each other's company. Just because they're, like, they can enjoy their company
and
not be romantic.
There's clearly an issue somewhere.
Yeah, romance. The romance is the issue. Not their friendship is the issue.
You don't know that.
If you were in love, you've passed the point of no return. Like, you're done.
Okay.
You cannot be friends.
the whole love thing is a weird line to draw because it's so like subjective, like right, like when do you go into a romance? Like if you're with somebody for 6 months, they're your ex. Are you in love yet? Like, oh no, I've hit the mark.
You know if you're in love. That's not
so
like
you could be friends with somebody if you guys like you dated for 3-4 months and like, ah, this relationship kind of sucks. We should go back to being friends. You could be friends with them then.
Yeah, if your feelings weren't
totally
really real.
Yeah.
You just said you could never be friends with an ex.
Well, actually, yeah.
If the feelings weren't really real
in
the whole time.
If it was just stupid, like if it was like a fling, okay, yeah.
What is considered a fling? I just said 5 months.
My high school boyfriend I dated for like 2 or 3 months. I don't even think I really ever liked him. If we wanted to all of a sudden be friends right now, we could be friends and it would not be weird.
It is so immature to let yourself get in the way of a great friendship because something happened and then you guys realize, oh, this doesn't work. People
find
all of a
new friends.
They all of a sudden have no chemistry and they're like, oh, we thought this was going to be great chemistry. It's not. And then all of a sudden they just go back to being friends. Like that. Friends are hard to find, actually.
True, but I think the fear is, okay, you have this relationship, it breaks up, and then you try to be the friends, thinking, one person thinking, I'm going to make this into another relationship.
Right. There's
and
too
I
many...
think that that's where the variable, or that's where the issue is going to be.
One of you is always thinking, well, maybe we'll get back together. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
It's yeah. messy.
So cliche. I told this to AB.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Well, 2 days ago, we were hanging out, and I said, guys and girls can be friends. It's just, they can. And so they might have tried it. Oh, that sucked. That was terrible. We have no chemistry. And then just go back to being friends. But has anyone out there ever done that before? Am I crazy? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Can you be friends with an ex? If there's no kids involved... Or is it just over? It's ended. Man, it's so funny that something Jennifer Lopez did had us all argued in the studio. Jennifer Lopez, of all people, is affecting our lives. J-Lo had her ex, Ben Affleck, come with her to her big movie premiere. And it's crazy to even say that, like, Hannah and AB and Kevin were all like, he shouldn't have been there. He's a producer on the movie. And everyone was outraged that, hey, as exes, they can't be together or be seen. I'm like... He's a producer of the movie, and one of the quotes I just loved, they said they make better friends than they do as romantic couples. And I'm like, wow, they've really matured. They really figured out, hey, like, we tried it. We were wrong. People try things. They're wrong. You try to date somebody, and you realize, I don't want to ruin this great friendship.
Yeah, but they've tried it and failed and tried it and failed and several times.
Yeah, they're probably going to be married again in a year.
Yeah.
They're
not the model. It goes along with the theme. Someone always wants more. It gets messy. There's too many ties. Just don't do it.
They're not my model, guys. They're not my model. You can actually be friends with an ex. And this doesn't include when you have kids. Does anyone have a friendship with an ex when you're not like having to do it for the kids? Because I do feel like those relationships... you have to do it. You suddenly find that in within you because you'll do anything for your kids. I'm talking about like you guys just really just make better friends than lovers. 855-444-6342. Susie, do you think you can be friends with an ex?
No, absolutely not. An ex is an ex for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they didn't have a good romantic read. That's the reason the romance wasn't there.
Oh, no, it's not the romance. It's you. I mean, it's a lot of different things. An ex could be an ex because they cheated or you cheated. An ex could be an ex because they're just a total douchebag. And it's just different reasons. And there's no reason to be a friend with an ex, even if you have children. You can be cordial, but you don't have to be friends with them because 9 times out of 10, a situation's going to come up. You're going to wind up back in bed because you're going to remember how good it was, and then you're going to hurt whoever you're with. No,
facts.
An ex is an ex for a reason. Keep their butts clear away from
not
you.
Not every single. Well said.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the call,
wow.
Susie. Why does every single relationship like always lead to sex? Like, they don't have to go back to bed. That's the point I was trying to make to AB the other day. It's like, guys and girls can be friends, and they might not want to sleep together. And so this couple...
Clearly, this couple did.
And then they realize, maybe it wasn't so good, you know? And, like, now we're good.
Messy, let's just
go back to being friends. John, do you think you can be friends with an ex?
You know, not to get all philosophical, but I don't think you can. I just don't see it happening.
Why? You want to sleep with every girl you talk to, John?
Now, granted, I've been happily married to my wonderful wife, Kristen. That's a plug there. But
he's like, well, I'm not going to be in trouble, man.
but in all seriousness, a wise man told me a long time ago, and I use it true to my own kids today, that there are reasons our past is not a part of our future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it be it just didn't work out or what have you. Now, granted, in today's climate, especially if you have kids, it's, you just can't do it. It just muddies the waters out of mutual respect for the spouse. No.
John, you have no friends that are women.
Friends that are women, that's you're asking a completely different question.
Saying,
being friends with a woman is totally different than being friends with an ex.
I'm just saying, it
also
doesn't mean you want
to
sleep together. Just because you can go to that been there, done that territory. Thank you so much for the call, John. You can go to that been there, done that mode and then be like, I'm not interested. I know what I got.
I'd rather my future husband not be bringing around someone else he's sleeping with. To just hang out.
He's not sleeping with. He slept.
Still.
It's a past tense.
Is it?
Is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.